Superiority. First published in the Magazine of Science Fiction and Fantasy, August 1951. Collected in Expedition to Earth.
Superiority was inspired, if that's not too pretentious a word, by the German V-2 rocket program. With 2020 hindsight, it is now clear that the Third Reich's attempts to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile, which was too late to have any major influence on World War II, sapped its resources and contributed to the Allied victory. Soon after publication, Superiority was inserted into the engineering curriculum of MIT to warn the graduates that the better is often the enemy of the good, and the best can be the enemy of both, as it is always too late. And I must confess that the two characters in this little squib were based on Dr. Wernher von Braun and General Walter Dornberger, both of whom later became good friends. To put the record straight, may I say that Wernher was nothing like the Dr. Strangelove image many people have of him. He had a wonderful sense of humor and was greatly liked by all those who worked with him, Germans and Americans.
In making this statement, which I do of my own free will, I wish to make it perfectly clear that I am not in any way trying to gain sympathy, nor do I expect any mitigation of whatever sentence the court may pronounce. I am writing this in an attempt to refute some of the lying reports published in the papers I have been allowed to see and broadcast over the prison radio. These have given an entirely false picture of the true cause of our defeat, and as the leader of my race's armed forces at the cessation of hostilities, I feel it is my duty to protest against such libels upon those who served under me. I also hope that this statement may explain the reasons for the application I have twice made to the court and will now induce to grant a favor for which I can see no possible grounds of refusal. The ultimate cause of our failure was a simple one. Despite all statements to the contrary, it was not due to lack of bravery on the part of our men or to any fault of the fleets. We were defeated by one thing only, by the inferior science of our enemies. I repeat, by the inferior science of our enemies. When the war opened, we had no doubts of our ultimate victory. The combined fleets of our allies greatly exceeded in number and armament those which the enemy could muster against us, and in almost all branches of military science, we were their superiors. We were so sure that we started to convert all homing torpedoes to carry the new weapon. For the time being, all further offensives were suspended. We realize now that this was our first mistake. I still think that it was a natural one, for it seemed to us then that all our existing weapons had become obsolete overnight, and we already regarded them almost as primitive survivals. What we did not appreciate was the magnitude of the task we were attempting and the length of time it would take to get the revolutionary super-weapon into battle. Nothing like this had happened for 100 years, and we had no previous experience to guide us. The conversion problem proved far more difficult than anticipated. A new class of torpedo had to be designed, as the standard model was too small. This meant, in turn, that only the larger ships could launch the weapon. But we were prepared to accept this penalty. After 6 months, the heavy units of the fleet were being equipped with the Sphere. Training maneuvers and tests had shown that it was operating satisfactorily, and we were ready to take it into action. Norden was already being hailed as the architect of victory, and it half promised even more spectacular weapons. Then, two things happened. One of our battleships disappeared completely on a training flight, and an investigation